coming hot off the Microsoft E3 2011 presser, Halo 4 was announced for holiday 2012. It starts right where Halo 3 left off. If you beat it on Legendary, you'll know what's up. I won't spoil that for you if you're going to go back and check that out. So that was some pretty big news. Just a small trailer, nothing very exciting. They didn't show very much. Master Chief is with Cortana, glitchy Cortana. He was in stasis, apparently, because he breaks out of one of those stasis things, just like in the original Halo. And speaking about the original Halo, they announced a new remake of the original Halo. It's not very exciting, because we kind of knew this was happening, but it is pretty cool, actually. Basically, it's called Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, I believe. It's going to be cheaper than the regular $60, we don't know, but they're going to be announcing the date later, the price later this week. Probably $40, I'm going to guess. Apparently, you can switch the graphics on the fly while you're playing from the old graphics to the new graphics. The new graphics look pretty good, but they're not like a reach or anything. It's not like it's running on a new engine. It's the same engine, so it's going to feel like Halo. So that looks interesting. They announced, Dance Central 2. For a Kinect, more Dance Central, actual multiplayer. It's not just going to be able to. It's not just going to read people from behind coming in. That's good. Kinect Fun Labs. That's a new couple additions to the Kinect kind of usage, I guess you could call it. It's out today. You can go download that if you have a Kinect. Basically, it adds finger tracking, which is really big. I really like the idea of finger tracking. You can draw. There's an app where you could draw in 3D, like have like you standing there, a picture of you, and you could draw kind of behind yourself, and it looked really good. What else did they add? Object scanning or something, so you can like the way they showed it, somebody had like a pillow kind of thingy and they kind of scanned in this little character and he became like animated in the game or on the screen, I guess. I don't know about that, but yeah. Kinect Disneyland Adventures. So basically, it's just Disneyland with a couple. I bet it's going to be Disneyland. It's a replica of Disneyland where you can walk around, but it's also going to include like mini games, I'm assuming, because they showed kids like flying around, kind of like a Peter Pan kind of thing. Forza Motorsports 4, Forza 4, October 11th. That's kind of the big thing for that. Minecraft has come into the Xbox 360 with Kinect Sport. We didn't see anything other than a couple pictures of Minecraft. That is going to be on the 360 Xbox. I don't know if it's going to be Xbox Live Arcade, but I'm assuming it would be. Fable the Journey, another Kinect game, Peter Molyneux. Basically, it's kind of like a first-person Fable game. It kind of looks like it's on rails. I don't know. It showed a guy kind of like using magic in a first-person perspective on like these goblin kind of things and kind of, I don't know, like conjuring up like an ice crystal and shooting it at like a long-range enemy. I don't know. I don't know about that. It looks a little weird. Rise, which is Crytek's new game. It used to be called Project Kingdom. I don't remember what the heck it was called last year, but yeah, Rise. It's a first person kind of sword and board fighter kind of medieval game. Rome. Yeah, I mean, you get the idea. Xbox Live is going to be adding its streaming television service with support from like Fox, I think they announced, and some other channels. I don't know. They didn't really talk about it much, actually. It wasn't as big as some of the rumors were before the conference. So they talked about that. Television, like, you'll be able to watch, like, certain TV shows, kind of like a Hulu. They also announced YouTube integration is going to be on the 360, Bing integration, so you can add, like, Xbox Bing, search for something, what do they use? They used, I think, like, Wolverine or something, or, like, X-Men or something in it. It showed all the X-Men games or something. There's a new Kinect dashboard, Kinect base dashboard. I'm assuming it's just gonna be for, it's gonna be a dashboard for everybody. It doesn't matter if you have a Kinect, but that looks pretty cool. Running out of time here, so Ghost Recon, more Ghost Recon. Mass Effect 3 has voice integration for dialogue, so you can say your dialogue option, and Shepard will say it, and you can also call out tactical things during battle. So that was the biggest thing. That's kind of the big stuff. Anything else? I'll just get another one of these out. So that was Microsoft's E3. Press conference. It was pretty good. A lot of Kinect stuff. A lot of Kinect integration for a lot of games. I was really most excited about the Halo 4 stuff because I'm a Halo like nerd. I don't know. I just love the Halo. They haven't said anything more about that though. They didn't show Alan Wake either. I just realized that. They didn't show Alan. Maybe they'll show that later. I don't know. Anyway, see you after the EA. I'm going to do something after the EA press conference coming up in about 30 minutes.